hoping that you all had a joyous Christmas, and as we look to the New Year's, we're hoping for peace on earth and a lot of fun in this incredible time between Christmas and New Year's. I want to share a little bit of background about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. You know, it's seen as the time for beginning anew in the calendar year, but also in aspects of our lives. And the original New Year's Eve, the first known New Year's celebration, lasted 11 days and was held in the Temple of Babylon, with the account of it written with wedge-shaped characters on clay tablets, described praising native gods who were identified with the sun and other heavenly bodies. And that was a long, long time ago. Today, we celebrate it by over-drinking, going to our hosting parties and behaving foolishly. And we, you know, first nights are really important, indoor and outdoor celebrations on New Year's Eve with musicians and actors and mimes and puppeteers. I like the idea of a quiet New Year's Eve. And I try to incorporate some of the Chinese traditions into my New Year's Eve. I love to sit at a table with friends, wear red, sleep on a New Year's Eve with a lucky penny under my pillow, make a Chinese New Year's scroll to hang on the wall for good luck. In Spain, they eat 12 grapes at midnight. That brings good luck. And of course, we eat Hopping John on New Year's Day, and that's to bring good luck as well. So, wassail is a drink served on both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and it comes from an old Gallic world meaning good health. So hosting an all-day open house receptions were popular on New Year's Day, and I'd like to bring that back, where you gather with friends, you have some chili or some dish with some homemade bread, and toast to the new year. So let's find out what's going on around town, and there is so much going on. The Palladium Chamber Series is coming up on January 14th. Symphonic Titans, Chamber Voices, Brahms and Tchaikovsky. Benice and Pavlo, Romantic Guitar by Candlelight on January 16th. Alona Krasnyena will be doing a tribute to Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli on January 8th at the Palladium. On January 30th, St. Pete Opera presents Handel's Giulio Cesar, the 30th of January, February 1 and 3. And then they present in Puccini's La Boheme, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. We'll have everything in the Let's Go guide. It's going to be so exciting. Christmas Carol closed at Freefall Theater. Next up is Himself and Nora, the greatest love story never told, January 30th through March 8th. That will be a lot of fun. If you're looking for something incredible to do on New Year's Eve, there are some incredible things going on besides the New Year's Eve pier. The New Year's Eve, Midnight in Caravaggio's Light, is going to be at the Mary Alice McClendon Conservatory, the Museum of Fine Arts, St. Petersburg. You can ring in 2026 in unforgettable style in St. Pete. It should be amazing. Also going on through the end of the month, there's a number of art shows. Through December 27th is Between Two Groves, the work of Puerto Rican Palestinian Ms. Westerner Karina Yanes is on display at the Morian. Through December 31st, The Shooters We Know, the Morian Arts Center in St. Pete is hosting a street photography exhibit featuring the work of Greg Byron, Joey Clay, Jeremy Dupatet, Giancarlo Gesuti, Tobin Green, Amy Marzal Rodriguez, Chloe Reyes, and Joe Wallace. The lure of Florida fishing, and of course the kids are off school right now, and I know that my grandson loves to fish. The exhibit at the Tampa Bay History Center features locally made lures, historical work, and fishing legends from across the region. It's a great time to explore both sides of the bridge while we are, you know, done with the holidays and shopping and on to really having a vision board for how we're going to see next year. And by the way, Book and Bottle has a terrific event on January 11th. It's a 2026 vision boarding and reading book event, and I really like that idea. Also coming up this weekend is at St. Petersburg Museum of History on Saturday, has a couple tours. Also on December 27th, the St. Pete Mural Tour is leaving from the Florida Craft Art. So that's incredible. And folks, there's so many great exhibits going on. The Museum of Fine Arts has 40 Baroque masterpieces of 17th century painting from Michelangelo Merisi de Caravaggio. And Mr. Curtis's Westernscapes are over at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art. Continuing on with New Year's Eve celebrations, Dawn of the Buffalo, December 31st. She is just amazing. The band will be at Biltheimer Capitol Theater in Clearwater for New Year's Eve, and Ruth Eckert Hall will do the Salute to Vienna. This is a New Year's Eve concert with an old world charm, and it's a lot of fun to, it's done in Vienna, and you can do it here. January is looking to be just amazing in this town. On January 3rd, the Bee Gees Gold will be, You Should Be Dancing at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. The 9th through the 11th is Mozart's Piano Concerto from the Florida Orchestra. That will be at the Straw Center on Friday and Mahaffey Theater on Saturday and Sunday. In Dunedin, second Saturday, Sterling Art Studios and Gallery in downtown Dunedin. While in downtown St. Pete, the second Saturday Art Walk will be going on. On January 11th, Brian Hughes and the crew of the Talented Jazz Ensemble will present a tribute to Duke Ellington, along with other selections from the Great American Songbook, for performance in the Peace Memorial Presbyterian Church Concert Series in Clearwater. And let's talk about some of those concerts. On February 8th, Michael Klotz Trio, violinist Michael Klotz, cellist Scott Kluckstahl, and pianist Gregorio Zampara celebrate the music of Johannes Brahms. And then on March 8th, Johnny Felder, the tenor, the international star, lifts our hearts with stirring renditions of African-American spirituals. The Peace Concerts of Peace Memorial are very special. I encourage you to check them out. But there's more, folks. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass is coming to Ruth Eckert Hall on January 13th, Leo Kaki will be at Capitol Theater on January 14th. The H2 Orchestra Morning Matinee. H2 Orchestra is the focus of a Florida Orchestra casual concert at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 14th and 15th. The Canadian guitarist Jesse Cook will be at Capitol Theater on January 16th. January 16th also sees Kevin James at Ruth Eckert Hall. You know him from the sitcom King of Queens. He'll bring his Eat the Frog tour. It should be a lot of fun. I love Billy Joel, and so on January 16th through the 17th, I can't wait to see the Florida Orchestra will play a tribute to the iconic songs of Billy Joe the Piano Man for a Pops concert at the Straws Center in Tampa on Friday and at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete on Saturday. Now, if you love cowboys, and I love me some cowboys, the 16th through the 17th, get your little cowgirl self over the Tampa Bay Rodeo's Bull Bash and Country Music Festival. Special guest Lee Greenwood will be delivering a performance each night at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds in Dover, with headliners will be Justin Moore on Friday and Trace Atkins on Saturday. On January 16th through the 18th, The Perfect Wedding is at the Cultural Center in Tarpon Springs. On the 16th through the February 1st, Touching the Void, Stageworks Theater in Tampa, presents this play. On the 17th of January, Board Teachers Comedy Tour comes to Ruth Eckert Hall. And on Mondays, I encourage all of you, there are two absolutely fabulous jazz jams. One is at CJ's Backstage, and that is the one and only Tom Katz Orchestra. But I want to also tell you about an incredible honor. And if you know, the Hangar Restaurant, of course, has the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association Jazz Jam, led by Dwight White. And I want to do a toast of the hat to Alvinette Downing and our partners at the Al Downing Jazz Tampa Bay Jazz Association, because Al Downing, yes, Al Downing was just inducted into the Florida Hall of Music, and with no other person as well as Jim Morrison. We'll have more with this when we talk to Alvinette Downing in a future interview in Lunchtime Conversations. But congratulations, Alvinette. Congratulations to the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And we love Al Downing. I've seen him there with my parents when he was alive, and he's one of a kind. All right, back to the music coming up in January. January 18th is a Highwayman tribute. It is a tribute to the greatest hits of American outlaws of country music. And who are those? Yes, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson. Again, Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center, one of the great places to go, in addition to the Central Parks Performing Arts Center. Not everything is downtown. You need to drive around town and enjoy it everywhere. Of course, there's great theater downtown, studio at 620, the American Stage off Central. It goes on and on. Well, I've seen clouds from both sides now, and I plan to see Judy Collins on the 18th, the famed 60s vocalist. United in Generation will be at Biltheimer Capitol Theater on January 18th. On January 18th through February 15th, you can enjoy miniature art. It's the 51st International Miniature Art Exhibition of the Miniature Art Society, and this is at the Lieber Ratner Museum of Art at the Tarpon Springs campus of St. Petersburg College. On the 22nd, Gaelic Storm comes to Bildheimer Capitol Theater, and on the 22nd through the 25th is the Dunedin International Film Festival. It's the 8th annual festival led by Cameron Elon, and thank you to our Mary Rachel Quinn. We will be interviewing one of the directors and a friend of hers on our lunchtime conversation. Hey, the Brits are coming on the 23rd. Top UK musicians based in New York will bring classic hits of the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Queen, Elton John, Oasis, and others to the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. That is the 23rd of January. Martinis and Matisse, benefiting the Clearwater Free Clinic, will be at the Frank Crum Building in Clearwater on the 24th. Also on the 24th, Rumors ATL, a Fleetwood Mac tribute at Capitol Theater in Clearwater. And oh boy, yes it is, Yacht Rock Review. Yes, they're coming to Ruth Eckert Hall on the 24th. I want to encourage all of you to also see God of Carnage the 29th of January through February 15th. Yasmin Reza's winner of the Tony Award for the Best Play in 2009 will be presented at Studio Theater at Hillsborough Community College Performing Arts Center. You know, if you haven't actually gotten a gift and it's a last minute thing, I encourage you to give the gift of arts and culture. It cannot, there's nothing better than the experience with friends and family of sharing music, arts, culture, and membership in a museum or a membership in Radio St. Pete. So let's talk a little bit about some new concerts that have been announced at Ruth Eckert Hall, the Baycare Sound, and Capitol Theater. Jake Shimabukuro will be there March 3rd, Capitol Theater, Home Free, Highways and High Seas Tour. March 11th, Capitol Theater, the one and only Diana Ross. Yes, yes, Diana Ross. March 21st at Ruth Eckert Hall. Welcome to the Lou-niverse with Luann de Lesseps, star of The Real Housewives of New York, Thursday, April 2nd. UB40 is April 19th at Ruth Eckert Hall with Allie Campbell. Dwayne Betts is May 31st at Capitol Theater. Terry Fader, December 28th, this weekend, Ruth Eckert Hall. Straight No Chaser, Holiday Road, Tuesday, December 30th. And then we've told you about A Salute to Vienna. So there's some other things going on. Duke Energy Center for the Art has the best Eagles tribute band on earth, Seven Bridges, the ultimate Eagles experience on February 13th. Gary Owens is at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater on Friday. You can catch the Nutcracker, Duke Energy Center for the Arts on Sunday, December 28th. And the ReliQuest Bowl Beach Day is 11 to 4, Monday, December 29th at the Hilton Clearwater Beach on Mandalay Avenue. A lot of fun. Starlight Puppets presents Spindlewood. That's at the Palm Harbor Library. That is next Tuesday. There's an epic New Year's party at North Greenwood Library and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Clearwater. There is also an incredible, yes, New Year's celebration at Largo Community Center, 11 to 1. And then Skyway Beach Resort, Zac Brown Band Tribute Experience and the Bearded Brothers. It's a wonderful place overlooking the Skyway Bridge and Light Up Clearwater, New Year's Eve fireworks show, midnight December 31st at Clearwater Beach, hosted by Amplify Clearwater. And of course, the pier downtown has an incredible experience. Please run, don't walk. You're going to miss the holiday lights in the garden at Florida Botanical Gardens. They continue through January 3rd. In addition to the short film programs in February, presented at the Shauna and Brian Glazer, JCC in Tampa. An incredible list of films. Reel to Reel is a film series. They'll be showing The President's Tailor, Jaffa Stories, The Road Between Us, Soda, The Blonde Boy from the Casbah, Mazel Tov, Swedish Cat, Life Crisis in Stockholm, and The Floaters. There's a champagne brunch and concert with The Pianist's Choice and a closing night celebration for The Ring. It's at various places all through Tampa, Oldsmar, and it's just not to be missed. And also, I want to mention about the Florida Holocaust Museum. I'll have what she's having, the Jewish Deli Exhibition. It closes January 11th. The Heebie-Jeebies at the CBGBs. It's a secret history of Jewish punk with author Stephen Lee Bieber, January 15th at Bayboro Brewing Company. Also a Florida Holocaust Museum event. Coping with Intergenerational Trauma and Qigong Practice is January 26th. And Confronting Distortion, Safeguarding Holocaust Truth in 2026 with Dr. Catherine Meyer. The reopening of the Florida Holocaust Museum in 2025 was really one of the highlights. Also coming up at the Mahaffey Theater, the Glenn Miller Orchestra on January 1st, January 3rd, Swan Lake, January 9th, Classic Seeger, January 12th, Gabby's Dollhouse Live, and January 15th, the Coral Reefer Band. Coming up at the Palladium is A Petty Experience on January 9th, and also Brendan Nolan on January 10th. Straws Center has a number of incredible things going on. The Comedy of Errors, January 14th to February 8th, and the one and only Renee Fleming on January 14th. Ruth Eckert Hall has Mutts Gone Nuts on January 11th. And Safety Harbor Art Museum has on January 9th, Yates McKendry. They also have a music center there, January 10th, Kelly Baker. January 11th, Noah Guthrie and D.K. Harrell on January 13th. Also, the Ale and the Witch is a fabulous place to go. Please give your love and support to that as well. So North End Tap House in Gulfport. Go see Simon Lasky on Friday nights at the Birchwood on Vine. He's an incredible piano and jazz artist. So for Radio St. Pete and Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. We wish you a happy new year. Stay tuned for all of the fun you can have in our Tampa Bay area from St. Pete to the beaches.